Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And hope your Super Bowl was good and you had a little bit of goodies off your grill or your smoker that you served your friends. I heard, Bob, that this was the number one chicken wing event of the year every year. Something, I don't know, it was millions of pounds of chicken wings were going to be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. And I avoided that. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What'd you cook, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Jop. I just can't disagree with that at all, because I'll go right into what I was going to save this segment for. I took your recipe that I had you repeat for me a couple times and then did it from memory, because you wouldn't call me back the last time I called you.
Yeah, it was a brand new iPhone, was having all kinds of problems getting it up and running. And okay. I saw your text 2 days later.
Okay. Well, anyway, so a couple weeks ago, Jop talked about a buffalo chicken dip, and it sounded so good. And I stopped at your house and saw it on your smoker.
Right.
And it looked so good, too, that I thought, okay, I'm going to give that a shot. I had three parties to go to.
Okay.
So
being the popular guy you are.
Yes, right. People just want free food brought.
Right.
So I made up, I smoked six big, beautiful chicken breasts that I picked up at Sobey. Uh-huh. And they turned out great. I did them on my Cajun. I literally just put garlic, salt, and lemon pepper on them. And they were just beautiful. They swelled up beautiful and just puffed up gorgeous. Brought them about 168 at the bone. And then just let them cool off. And, oh, my gosh. I had, of course, cut into one right off the bat because it smelled so good.
Yep.
Just simple.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, Jop has this recipe. I'm making a posting right now because I chronologed the whole thing with photographs.
Okay.
So you have some good pictures to show the whole thing going around, and then even the final product with a beautiful girl holding it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a relative. It was the last party I went to.
Okay.
So anyway, it's just a fantastic recipe. It's the cream cheese and all this and chicken. I did a little different than maybe you might have told me to, and the way all the other recipes said. But give it a try, because I got to this last, the big party I was going to, and it was at Greg Brown's barn. You know, Greg's the guy that gave us the tasty deer treats. And the actual author of that recipe was there. Okay. Greg never really told us. anyway, but there was another buffalo chicken dip there, and it was the typical one you see everywhere, where it's a creamy yellow mixture and you just dip in it.
Right.
And there's some chicken. It's mostly yellow stuff. So, and that one was pretty good. I made mine a little on the mild side. I could only find one of those bottles of buffalo dip sauce that you showed me. So I got another one that's from Meijer, and it was actually a really nice compliment using the two together, blending them. But, yeah, so that was it. If you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys, and it is the Valentine's Day show, actually. We're going to get you ready for Valentine's Day, and we've got all sorts of cool, easy things for you to make a romantic Valentine's date at your home. Because, let's face it, if you don't have reservations already, you probably aren't going to get them.
Right.
You might, but it won't be at the place you want to go. And if you don't have to drop a couple $100 and you can spend that on a present, you're the winner.
Right.
You're the winner. And we're going to tell you why. But go to thegrillingguys.com and check out different recipes. You're going to see Jop's buffalo chicken dip recipe there. And it'll be my version of it, because I don't know his version. But we'll get those notes from him.
I think you're pretty much there. Yeah, it's no big deal.
I wanted to thank you also. For Christmas, you got me this Wusthof mincing knife.
Right.
And I'm going to fess up on air. When you got it for me, I looked at it and go, I will never use that.
Right.
It was a nice thought, and I know how hard you and I struggle trying to figure out what to get the guy who has every knife and grill and
right.
dish and pot and pan and thermopan. And I saw that, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, and I do mince things. I've got my own way of doing it. I use it all the time. All the time, because it's just like a little bit bigger version of my Ulu knife. And then actually just the other night, I used it for herbs, which
right.
was really
That's what
cool.
it's supposed to be for. Right.
And it works so
And it's got a little
awesome.
Cutting board that's cupped
yeah,
a
it's,
little bit.
It's, you're
so
like doing it in a
the
bowl.
Knife.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, I have to confess, as long as we're talking about that, is this is not regifted, but I got one too. And that's where the idea came from.
Oh.
Is I got one for Christmas, and I'm like, wow, I bet Bob would like one of those. So I went out and found it. Bought it for you and wrapped
it's
it up.
It's a beautiful blade.
Oh, yeah, super sharp.
Wusthof is just
right.
awesome.
Yep.
But
yep.
I wanted also to announce the Shivery results. We did not go again to Black Lake, which is too bad because I really miss going up to Black Lake, Michigan for the annual Sturgeon Festival thing they call Shivery.
Right.
And it actually, I think it finished around 9:15, so it went a little longer than sometimes it does. And they allowed 7 sturgeon to be taken. And I saw pictures of them, and I think the biggest one was about 45 inches long. And
well, that's not a huge one then, because when we were up there, there was pushing 6 feet.
Yeah.
The one that was in that you were kissing in that bar, I remember.
I think the alcohol was affecting your memory.
I think I got pictures.
I never kissed anything.
I got
anyone
pictures.
In a bar.
Right. No, it wasn't a one. It was a fish. Yeah.
Yeah, Wanda.
A leathery sturgeon.
Sounds like a biker chick.
Yeah.
So did you do any grilling this week?
I did not. I apologize. I'm coughing a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
Still beating this flu. It took me down for 3 days, and then now it's just a lingering cough.
Do not drink any Coronas.
Right. Yeah, I don't want coronavirus. Although the lime will help fight the virus.
That's right.
That is. But anyway, no, you know what? I didn't do a lot of grilling this week. Got some coming up this weekend, just because today and tomorrow I'm going to be doing some stuff. I just got a hankering for a steak over charcoal. Haven't had one in like a month or two.
Oh, you got that big green egg.
Yeah, and so I'm going to be firing that up. The problem with that is you got to build such a small fire to not just cook the heck out of it.
Well, that's why
the
I like my Cajun, because it's got the elevated coal bed.
Right.
And I can make a little bitty fire, bring it right up to the grates, and do 5 burgers or 3 steaks or whatever.
Right.
Or 20 steaks if I build a bigger fire.
Right.
But the more I use that thing, and it's been 7 or 8 years now, the more I just think, I think this is the ultimate grill for everybody, because I smoke brisket on it. I smoke butts on it when I have smaller loads.
Mm-hmm.
I can use it because my only other smoker other than that pellet smoker is my big trailer smoker. And, 2 bags of charcoal to fire that thing up.
Right. Yep. And the big green egg works. The only problem I have with it as a grill is as soon as you open the top to use it as a grill, it's sucking air like crazy and your coals get just smoking red hot. With the lump charcoal that we use.
Yeah.
And so, you build a fire off to one side and it's round and you just grill on the other side. But that's good for a steak or two. That's not good for 4 or 5 because, even I got the XL, it's still only about a 20-inch grill when you go across it, and it's hard to build a fire on one side of something like that. But anyway, it works, and it's my favorite way to do it. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend is fire up a Valentine's steak. I'm getting my practice in. Then next weekend when we have Valentine's Day, it'll be ready to go.
I haven't figured out the meal part. Every time I try and take her out for Valentine, it seems like it gets all convoluted. But we'll talk about that later,
yep.
And I'll tell you what I got her. It's a surprise.
Okay, coming up next, might do a little surf and turf for you. So stick with us. We'll be back.
You're in my heart.